Built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 race for the cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on Listen Live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. Oh, yeah. The week is winding down. Today, of course, is Wednesday, August 28th. And if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:38. And as always, every single day, we try to remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. And we're reminded as we leave out of our house every single morning, kids standing at bus stops on our streets and on streets all across cities, across the state, and across America. You know what? It's just something that we're all responsible for. And I know how it can be on some of those mornings when, for whatever reason, good intentions, we start out with good intentions in the morning, we're just running behind. And sometimes we just simply, our intention is to slow down, but we're running late. So I just want to encourage you. And, you know, When I say that we're all guilty of running late, how do you run late and slow down? Well, it's a paradox. You can't. So if you're late, sometimes you just have to accept the fact that I'm running a few minutes late and keep your safety at hand as well as those that are unsuspecting, like kids and school bus drivers and crossing guards. And those people who work really, really hard every single day to make sure that our kids get to school safely. And we also want to encourage parents to encourage student drivers, kids that are driving this year for the first time, got their driver's license. We're seeing them on the road as well, to make sure that they give themselves enough time to get there as well. And I guess as parents, it's our responsibility, no guess to it, to make sure that our kids get up and make it on time. So we've got to do better. I know sometimes it just happens. The week is winding down so quickly. But we just want to encourage everybody to really, really be mindful about school zones. They're different. You know, the speeds are different in various different places, but it's usually about 35 miles per hour, 35, 45, depending on if it's on a highway, that you slow down. And also remember that those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. and then they resume again at 2 o'clock. So if you're traveling through school zones, which many of us are, you're traveling behind school buses, please slow down. I don't know about you, but the week may have gotten started off a little bit slow, but it seems like as the week went, so did we. You kind of pick up, you kind of just get your momentum as you go, and you start saying, I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. I can make it. And this is going to be a great week, y'all. The week is winding down so quickly. And you know what? We're winding down as well. It's 7:41. You're on point. We've got some great things on point this morning. Stay with us. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-484. 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's
Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:47. It's Wind Down Wednesday. And I don't know about you. I'm sipping on my green tea this morning. Doing a lot better with my sinuses. And just really trying to find my center this morning. Feeling really, really good. Again, about the sinuses, my apple cider vinegar is right on point. And let me just say that this segment, DC, of the OPT Network is sponsored by our great friends at Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years.
Yay, brother.
Yay, brother and his team, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, right now, Corlette, all last week, the OPT Cruiser was in the shop over there at Brothers. He was doing a multi-point inspection on it.
Just making sure
that everything is running up to par.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so glad to have it back because it's such a comfortable vehicle.
Yeah, it is.
You know, if we didn't have the big billboards on the side of it, you know, and a lot of times we're in it, we have no idea it's that comfortable.
Absolutely. And you know what? The big billboards, as you say, really cause people to come up to us anywhere at the gas station, at the grocery store, and say, you know what? I thought that was the OPT Cruiser.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the other day we met a gentleman by the name of David Lott.
Big shout out to David Lott this morning.
Big shout out to David Lott. We met him, and he's from here in Alexandria. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but most of the time that people see me, they ask me if I'm a Lott.
Right.
They say I look just like the Lotts. And so when I met him the other day, it was uncanny how much he looked like my little brother Dexter. It was so funny to us. We were like, man, you look just like Dexter.
Absolutely.
So now,
and you brought him to the truck and you said, Carlette, who does he look like? And I said, he looks just like Dexter.
Oh, it's amazing. It's almost like we're just brothers from another mother.
Absolutely.
But, so many people used to tell me that, and I had no idea how much our families resemble each other. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And let me just say a big shout out to Be Unique Hair Salon, Nora Clayton, and her team. Incredible hairstylist. You can phone Nora or anybody at Be Unique Tuesday through Saturday, right? And you can get an appointment. And I tell people this all the time. If you're looking for healthy hair, great style, and you know, as we grow older, we're all trying to get our hair healthy. We're trying to keep more hair on our head. Those of us who have hair are trying to keep the hair. And there's nobody that specializes in doing that more than Nora Clayton at Be Unique Hair Salon. And great fellowship, always great conversation. And sometimes
I kick and scream about going to the beauty salon, but when I get there and I just relax, you know, I'm always happy that I went. And let me give you Nora's number if you want to just phone for an appointment, if you want a consultation about your hair, what's going on with your hair, and how to get it back to its, you know, its former self. You can phone Nora at 318-442-7204. And she, Nora has formulated this new grease that I'm really, really excited about. I don't know what she's calling it yet, but she formulated this grease and she was telling me about it. And she was saying that, you know, this lady had gone bald in the top of her head. And so she created this grease that she used on the lady's hair, and her hair came back. And so she was prompted. Nora, if you meet Nora or you get to know Nora, she's very, very creative. She understands hair. And she really understands hair in a way that most people don't, and how to get it back and keep it on your head. And so she's got this grease. It's wonderful. It's light. It feels good on your scalp. And most importantly, I think it really, really permeates hair growth. So anyway, we also want to thank Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. This is something that we are so, so excited about, because the grandparent program is a way for our seniors to give back to our kids. And when you have young people around, they can help you and you can help them. There is no limit to what our kids know, but many of them need the wisdom and the guidance of seniors to help make their lives better. And so you can get involved in this program. It is a program that literally pays you to volunteer. You can get a stipend that doesn't affect your money. It pays you, it pays your gas mileage, and then it pays your heart to give back and to help a child, you see, that maybe doesn't have a grandparent.
Absolutely.
And so this is a really, really great program, and we want to thank all of the people that have called and kind of inquired about it, and we want to encourage other seniors to call at 318-484-2260. Once again, 318-484-2260. Also, Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixonhasit.com. And let's just say, DC, that Hixon is also a proud presenting sponsor, yes, of the 2013 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, once again.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, you really, really, if you've never been to Hixon Automotive Group to purchase a car, what are you waiting for? They are a company, Dallas and his family, that are always looking for ways to give back. Always, always giving. Once again, their website is www.hixonhasit.com. And then our friends at First Federal Bank of Louisiana, they're also building this community and have been building the community that they serve for more than 60 years.
Yeah.
And so, switching gears just a little bit, DC, you know, we're always up late figuring out things and talking and what we call philosophizing is what we call it. And so this morning as we got up, we just said, you know, we felt like there was a new energy, almost like a new birth.
Absolutely. And in this business, you know, we discover new things each day. Because, of course, as you know, the game is so, not so.
Absolutely.
Nobody's giving any secrets away, and we're steadily creeping up on things. The big bad boogeyman is coming. I see you.
You know what? I really, you're a mess. I really, you know, this is, you know what? Yesterday after our conversation with Charles Marshall, I really, really felt so hopeful. And I'm always hopeful every single day about possibility. And if you're driving in and you're a little bit harried this morning, a little bit off course because maybe you didn't get out of your house in just the right time, I would say to you, stop beating yourself up, slow down, fill your lungs, take your time, take a deep breath. You know what I did when I got in? I came right in, as I always do, and I got my OPT cup out. And I made me a good, strong cup of green tea. And I just couldn't wait to get here to talk to you guys and share a little of this sunshine and this energy and say, hey, let's just do it this morning. It's Wind Down Wednesday, everybody. It's 7:55. No panic. It's all good. We're winding the week down, and guess what? You're on point.
Children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back-to-school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Taneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Red River Bank, everyday extraordinary banking committed to the financial well-being of our community. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Well, if you're just getting up and getting started, it looks like it's going to be another beautiful day. We've had lots of rain, though, but today it looks really, really nice outside. It's about 2 minutes after 8 o'clock, and I know everybody's kind of trying to still kind of get it going. You know, we're into the week, and it's winding down, and I really love the middle of the week. You know, you've made it through Monday. You got your momentum, and hopefully you've kept it going. But, you know, I read an article that was really talking about how to have more energy all day long. And a lot of people struggle with that. You know, they struggle to get going, and then they struggle, you know, to get out of what they call that morning fog. And then you think, you know, at one time you feel sort of naturally alert in the morning. And so they talk about these people that really, really struggle to have energy all day long. And so this is what they say. It says, you know, it's so predictable. Every day we run out of steam and we sort of lose our juice, or otherwise we sort of hit that wall at almost the exact time every single day. And for a lot of people, it's probably sometimes after we eat. And it says, you know, how do we know? It's because it happens to everybody. And so, in fact, it's like clockwork, which actually makes sense because your body clock is part of the problem. When your internal chronometer is out of whack, that thing that keeps our body in synchronization, it says you feel sort of wiped out. And then there are other reasons too. And they detail the reasons in this article talking about how to reconsider the energy crisis that our body goes through. Okay, so it's just like, at 7 in the morning, you think that, you know, you're feeling good, you're naturally alert, and you're energized. And then it would be after 8 hours of resting and recharging. So in other words, after you wake up, and this morning I told DC, I said, I slept so good last night. And when it was time to get up, I felt like, oh, wow. You know, sometimes you just don't want to get up. And then it says when you first awaken, the parts of your brain that are associated with your consciousness, they begin to fire right away. But the prefrontal cortex, which handles problem solving and complex thought, is like a cold engine. It's not ready. And how many of you feel like in the morning your brain is like a cold engine? It's just not ready to start processing stuff. It's just not ready. So they're saying it needs to warm up. And then they talk about something called sleep inertia. It can last up to 2 hours. And although it's most severe within the first 10 minutes of wakening. And this is talked about by Dr. Kenneth Wright. He's a PhD and he's an assistant professor of integrative psychology at the University of Colorado. And he says that he's discovered how severe this new study is, which shows that the mental impairment caused by sleep inertia is akin to being intoxicated. In other words, if you're not getting enough sleep, you feel like you're drunk. And he says, adding to your state of mind, you also nearly feel like you're running on empty. Your brain needs a continuous supply of glucose to function at an optimal level. So we need glucose to function. And then they said, you know, you fill up. You make your morning meal, a bowl of oatmeal. This is how you get your energy. Oatmeal, DC, gives you really good energy in the morning. And they said you prepare that oatmeal and you eat it with skim milk. And that helps you, like a half a cup of skim milk. And that helps to raise your glucose levels. And it gives you what they call an infusion. And it helps you with an alertness. Now, I know there's some people that are saying that they don't even have breakfast in the morning. Well, let me tell you, if you want some great oatmeal, all you've got to do is hopefully give yourself enough time to get there, and you can stop at McDonald's. And the thing about their oatmeal that is wonderful is that they can prepare it various different ways. But they say oatmeal helps to get that glucose going, and it helps to give you an instant jump start. Okay, and then at lunchtime, they're saying that your typical lunch consists of carbs and a lot of starch. And so when you get too many carbs and too much starch, you start to experience the early afternoon brain slowdown. And that's because high carbohydrate meals is the surest way to cause your insulin levels to spike. And then when they spike, your concentration simply crashes. So if you're trying to figure out how to stop feeling so sluggish and to refuel yourself, here's some tips about what you can do, starting with breakfast, starting with oatmeal. I know a lot of people are saying, I don't like oatmeal. There's a lot of good things you can do. You can put like cinnamon in it, and it just gives it a little something. Well, they say that's how you get the first instant boost, and then so that you don't get that letdown when you're having lunch today. And I know a lot of people at 9 o'clock, we start thinking about, okay, what are we going to do for lunch? What are we going to have for lunch? Well, most of our lunches are filled with a lot of carbs. And they said it gives you an instant crash once you get back to work. So what they're saying is, yeah, that DC said, wow, that's exactly how you feel. And then they say you start to feel mentally fatigued. And then you're like, oh, wow, I need a nap. Well, they say you order a combo meal, right? And if you can't or won't limit your lunchtime carbohydrate consumption, work in extra fiber to slow down your digestion. And the release of insulin, says the doctor, will help you to become, your nutrition performance will become higher if you just add, if you're gonna do all that, you've got to add some sort of fiber. All right, so a lot of people will go and they'll have like a baked potato. And they say, if you have a baked potato, make sure that you eat the skin, which is dense with a type of fiber called pectin. And pectin slows down everything in the gastrointestinal tract. So if you have to eat your baked potato, and I know a lot of people don't want to do that, then eat the skin. I know. And so who knew? And then they say the afternoon slump, that is like around 3 o'clock, deep down inside, you're like a conflicted person. In one corner, there's a body clock, a.k.a. Your circadian clock is what it's called, and that's your body clock, which fights to keep you awake until bedtime. And then in the other corner, you've got a homeostatic system, which competes to make you sleepy. And every day between approximately 2 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, your homeostatic system tries to score a knockout. And we think the afternoon dip in alertness occurs because the drive from the circadian clock, or the clock that keeps your body awake, tries to keep you awake, is not yet strong enough to cancel out the sleep drive caused by having been awake for half the day. So this is really, it's really deep science. But the whole gist of the matter is that you have to eat better. And when you eat better, your performance is better. And then it prevents you from having those sort of spikes where you just feel like you need to go and have a nap. And then they say by 6 o'clock, it's the catch-22 of whether you're going to exercise in the early evening. And I know a lot of people are trying to get there. We are too. We're trying to get ourselves acclimated to getting home, getting the sneakers on, and getting out there. And then he says that you know that working out will leave you more energized. Now, here's the problem. Because we've had all of these issues going on in our body, it's hard for our brains to fathom that, okay, exercise, energy. The brain just doesn't believe it. But he says, if you don't have the energy to work out, and in most cases the problem is simply that you've forgotten a critical piece of exercise equipment, food. If you're going into a workout when you haven't eaten since lunch, your blood sugar will be low again. So snack before you sweat. Schedule a small snack roughly an hour and a half before your post-workout. So about an hour and a half before you work out, you want to get a snack. The ideal mini meal totals, they say, about 250 calories, and it consists of 25 to 35 grams of carbohydrates and 10 to 15 grams of protein. So this is just some really good information about why we get so sluggish and how we can pick that up. And I think we're all looking for that thing that just instantly works. But really, what has to happen is we have to make better food choices so that we don't just plummet, and then you're not as productive. And it all has to do with the meals that we're eating, starting at breakfast, going into lunch, and then moving into dinner. It just gives you more energy. It helps you to feel revitalized. And most importantly, it helps your brain work better. This is just really cool stuff, DC. And it's just really, it's smart talk for smart people. Hey, everybody, it's 13 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're on point. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and you know it. We got to take a break, but we're back right after this.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look at you. And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. To
looks instead of me. Always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for The Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie Silks and Scents.
They help my business to grow. For instance, improved sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. You should be on your way right now. Hopefully, you're getting in the swing of it. The week is winding down, and it's 8:23 Central Standard, 9:23 Eastern. And let me just say that this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Get wired satellites for the best channels, the best wiring, HD plus so much more. Get wired satellites can be phoned at 318-767-2220. And then we always want to remind you about getting to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. Like a good neighbor, Rosa Fields and team is always on point. You can phone them 318-487-1881 for all of your home, auto, and life insurance needs. You know, switching gears at the top of the show, DC, I was talking about possibility. And last night I alluded to us staying up just a little bit later than what sometimes we usually do. And people who listen to the show know that we're big sports fans. Well, last night was twofold. We stayed up late watching sports, and I could not wait to share this story with you. I don't know if you guys are sports fans or not, but we love all sports. And the sport last night that we were watching was tennis. And there is a new player on the scene. Her name is Victoria Duval. She's 17 years old, and she is Haitian-American. And last night, she stunned one of the first, in the first round, she stunned a number 11th ranked player, Samantha Stosur. And I guess what was so incredible about that is Victoria is 17 years old. She and her family came to the United States from Haiti. And of course, the Williams sisters were among those women in women's professional tennis that also really came up and stunned the world as teenagers, as about 17 years old, among a few other players. So she has joined that elite group. And when I talk about possibility, this is what I'm talking about. Even if you don't like tennis, you'll like this story. It's all about possibility, right? She was ranked, I'm talking about Victoria Duval, and you're going to see and hear a lot about her. She was ranked number 296th in the world, almost 300th in the world. She's in the U.S. Open, and nobody is really expecting much from her. And she comes in, and she delivers this upset. And we're thinking, well, we don't know if she can handle Samantha. She drops the first set, but she still is very competitive. The first set, she loses 5-7. All right, this is an 11th seed, DC, that she's playing. So we're saying, okay, is she going to be tough enough?
Yeah.
Is she going to have the mental tenacity? Is she going to have the nerves on this huge stage?
Big stage.
Well, she manages to keep her composure, and she comes back in the second set, and she wins 6-4. And then we're like, okay, this is a game. Then you're thinking, okay, is that just sort of, well, she's playing well, so, you know, but she's still 17 years old. And you wonder if a 17-year-old, even though we saw Venus and Serena at that age do it, but we watched their careers since they were young girls, young women in this game, and yeah. We would see them literally, systematically, sometimes just fall apart.
Absolutely. When they were younger, they just fall to pieces.
Mm-hmm. And in some of the matches. And it takes a lot of growth to get there. But now keep in mind, she's almost 300th in the world. Well, then they go to a third set. She wins this set 6-4, but we're sitting on the edges of our seat as she's trying to close out the match. And then it's deuce, and then it's match point. And it kind of goes back and forth, and she closes out the set. And then I'm talking about possibility, DC.
Yes.
Where you can come from being 296th in the world to beating the 11th seed.
Dreams,
yes. Dreams can come true. Possibilities are there. And as we commemorate the 50th year of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, our family also stayed up late last night and watched that speech. And it was like they were in such correlation with each other, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Because the possibilities of what life brings are endless. And we sat there with young David Christmas. And, you know, I talk about these things and we talk about these things because sometimes our kids don't really understand what they're in the midst of. They don't appreciate what they have and why they have it. When we talk about education, when we talk about being anything that you can be, it goes back to our forefathers and what they fought for and what they died for. And as we sat watching DC, the I Have a Dream speech, what was your feel? And we've all seen it, but like last night, you know, we're coming up, today is the 50th anniversary. What were your thoughts about the dream?
Man, I'm gonna tell you, Carlette, every time you see that speech, even though it's been 50 years and it's been around since I've been on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And once you grow old enough to really be able to look at it and understand and really appreciate what was happening mm-hmm. at that time, you know, seeing regular people come together, and they were showing how different organizations and different groups and group leaders
mm-hmm.
and how they decided what speeches were going to be made and mm-hmm. what needed to go into the speeches. I mean, it really showed how African-American people were mobilizing
and getting together and getting things done and weren't being hindered by all the things around them, all the window dressing. They had something on their minds. They had a job to do, and they weren't going to let anything from the outside or anything get involved with this thing and taint it. You see, because what happens a lot of times when you're in a movement, there's people that'll get into it and they'll taint it. You know, once certain people get involved in a movement, it's automatically tainted because of the baggage that they bring. And, you know, there was a gentleman that had been associated with the Communist Party, and it self-admittedly, and all of the leaders got together and they said, look, you know, we know he's a good man and he's, you know, he took a wrong turn, but he cannot be involved in this because the people on the outside are going to see him in it and use him to taint the whole situation. A lot of that happens right now today. There are certain people that you really do need to keep out of what you're doing. And that's how I look at it. I look at it and I say, wow, because there are a lot of fights that we need to fight today. But we do not need followers trying to lead. And there are a lot of natural born followers in this community trying to lead people, fitting around a square peg in a round hole, and it just doesn't work. And you see that they're doing everything they do, they can do to make their self seen and forgetting about the causes. The cause to them is just a means for them to be there.
And to be seen.
And to be seen. But they're faking it like, and to get paid. And they're faking as if they're trying to help, but they're really not. They're just, they're self-righteous and just basically
and self-serving.
Exactly.
And you know what struck me about the speech again, seeing it and seeing it again with our son, was the humility that Dr. King had.
Oh, man.
And his need not to be seen, as you said, or not to self-promote or be self-righteous. And what I saw in that speech, and every time you see it, you're sort of in a different place, spiritually, mentally, socially, in all the areas of life. And what I saw last night, DC, is I saw the anointing. You know, people will talk about what an incredible speaker he was and how he moved the masses. And as we sat there and we watched the speech, I watched the calmness of the people, of the thousands of people that gathered on the mall. And the word that came like this was the anointing.
Absolutely.
And the anointing is what breaks the yoke.
Yes, it does.
And there was such an anointing that you could see that just came over his being. And you knew that he was the orator. He was the one speaking.
Right.
He was opening up his mouth. But you could see in that moment, it was the one. He was the zero, and he put the one in front, and everything that came out of his mouth was just systematically anointed. It was the right words at the right time for the right people. And then I said, isn't that amazing how God can work through, talking again about possibility, through a man who allows himself to be used. And then there's a woman that is standing behind him, and I don't know quite who she was, but she goes, tell him, Martin, tell him about the dream. And as I say that, I get chills because you knew he was.
He was in the zone.
Oh, yeah, he was in the zone. And then he just, he takes, and I don't know who said it, but he said, at that moment, one of the speakers says, because this was a documentary we were watching, he said, all of the speeches that Martin had ever given came together at that moment.
Absolutely. He had taken the best from every speech.
Yeah.
And every word that came out of his mouth was the absolute right word
mm-hmm.
for that time.
And it soothed not only the people, the tens of thousands that converged on the mall, but I believe somehow the anointing that was in him came through him and really worked to get the nation's attention.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to tell you, as we celebrate and commemorate 50 years of the I Have a Dream speech, it's so much bigger than that. And he said, I have a dream within the American dream. And I guess that's why I'm so caught up in possibility and sitting as a family and watching people systematically see their dreams realized.
Absolutely.
Like young Victoria Duval, 17 years old. And it speaks to every one of our possibilities. And I would say to you, as you are thinking about 50 years ago, what are you doing? What are we doing? Where are we within the dream of the American dream? Where are we? And I would say to you, DC, and I ask you, I said, what do you dream about even 50 years later? Mm-hmm. You know, so many people have said there's still such racial divides, and we see it. We see it every day. But you know what? I thank God we might not be where we want to be.
Absolutely.
But thank God we're not where we used to be. And we saw that again so clear in The Butler. And I'm crying a little bit because I cried. And DC said, well, I didn't find it all that sad. He and Deuce, they didn't find the movie. But they just chronicled all of those things that led up to, you know, sort of that I Have a Dream speech. And when you think about it, and you think about our dreams today, and where we still have to go, what is your dream, DC, for our nation and for your family within that dream?
Well, I believe that, like you said, we're not where we want to be,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, you know, I'm a firm believer in progress rather than perfection. And, you know, progress is definitely being made, and people are not perfect.
Right.
You know, I have a humility for the fact that, you know, nobody's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all God's children. And as we were watching that march 50 years ago,
mm-hmm.
what we did notice is that there were people. You would think that it was just all black people,
mm-hmm.
but there were people from all backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
all nationalities, all ethnic groups fill that mall.
That's right.
You know, there was a lot of just everybody saying, hey, you know, this is a human rights situation and we stand for what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a movement and when you have all who get involved,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's when that movement has the type of credibility that movement had,
right,
to be able to get the type of advancement that we got with that march.
And everybody puts down their wants.
Absolutely.
And it's all about the cause and
Absolutely.
The movement. It's not about any, you know, big eyes and,
Absolutely.
You know,
individual. It's
yeah.
about the movement.
It's about the totality of the movement.
Absolutely. And you're seeing people coming together in unanimity for mm-hmm. the good. And, you know, they're not going against anyone. They're not saying, hey, you're the culprit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're the one. They're not blaming anybody.
Right.
You know, they're just saying, this is how it should be. This is what we're striving for.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're trying to do. And you know, they're just getting it done.
Right. And, you know, for me, the dream within the dream that Dr. King talked about, the dream within the American dream, when I see young people, and it doesn't matter that they're African-American people or white people, when I see young people living their dreams as Victoria Duval did
yes.
last night, and this is just the beginning for her. This is just only the beginning, the tip of the iceberg. But that makes me realize that my own dreams are possible. That makes me realize that the dreams that we have for our family is possible. The dreams that we have for our son is possible. But it's only possible when you put your hand to the plow and you get to work.
Absolutely.
And you stop saying, woe is me. And you stop looking at what you don't have, and you start looking at what you do have.
And that's why, Carlette, it is so important for people to get out and vote.
You know,
you have to get registered to vote. You know, you have to exercise your rights. So many people died and got maimed and all kinds of things for everybody to have the right to vote. It is just downright disgraceful when you don't go get registered to vote.
Absolutely.
You know, and, you know, for any community to and the people in that community to be able to have the rights and have the things that others have, you know, the nobody's going to really give you any respect in any community if you don't go in and vote.
Absolutely.
And people are looking at these polls. They understand what areas are voting, what areas are not. And if you're living in an area that the people are not voting, it's sad to say, but you're probably not going to get the things that you would like to have because of the simple fact that your voice is not being heard. You know, so it is very important. We say this, you know, we're not a political show. We don't get into politics. We have nothing. Absolutely, we're apolitical. We do not get involved in it. But we understand and appreciate how important it is for all of us to get out and vote. Now, we're not going to tell anybody who to vote for.
Right.
That's not what we do. You know, we like to load people up with information, and you take that information and make your own decision, you know, because we don't know what your goals are and what you're wanting to do. And there's, you know, many, many reasons why people vote for the people that they vote for.
Right.
But what we do endorse wholeheartedly is that you must go out and vote.
Absolutely. And when you look at where we are within the dream,
right,
and we look back 50 years later, today, if you are not using and exercising your right as a citizen to go out and be the change that you want to see, you are living a nightmare.
Yes, you are.
You are not living the dream. You are living a nightmare, and you don't even know it.
That's absolutely correct.
And so today, DC, tens of thousands of people are expected to converge on the National Mall in Washington, DC. And they're expecting that it's going to be about 250 supporters, 250,000 supporters. And, you know, King's famously soaring oratory is punctuated the 1963 March on Washington for jobs and freedom. And they said, you know, it was really just one of those watershed moments for race relations in America that has been remembered in so many ways. And we remembered it last night as we watched that documentary. But the president will be there today, and Oprah will be there, and President Clinton will be there, and Jamie Foxx will be there. People who are all living the American dream. And I love what Charles said on yesterday. The American dream doesn't necessarily mean that you've made millions or even billions of dollars.
Right.
But the American dream is that we can have whatever our hearts desire if we're willing to work, if we're willing to put our hand to the plow, if we're willing to stay the course. And if you're not living that dream, and if you're not the recipient of what so many, like Dr. King, died for, then what are we really doing?
And to add to the back end of that, if you're not living that dream in this type of society that we live in today, you might need to examine yourself and see that. Is it because of someone else, or is it because of me? Because opportunities are so great because of what these people who went, you know, before us did. We are derelict in our duties if we allow ourselves not to be the best that we can be. And a lot of times we don't, because we're not being the best that we can be, and we're waiting around for somebody to do something for us. That's not how you do it. You know, we have to get up, get out, and do it for ourselves. You know, laying around all day
and
waiting for somebody to get a job is not going to fall out the sky.
No, it's
you
not.
You know, and the thing that hits me, Carlette, is that there's just so many people that, you know, I remember when I started out working, you know, I had absolutely no problem started out working on the ground floor. You know, today it seems like people have a problem with starting on the ground. You know, with no experience, no anything. You can't just walk in and start making $50 an hour.
Right.
That's not how it works. The process is different.
And you've got people that are in jail, getting out of jail, talking about they won't work for minimum wage, but every single morning, where do we see them?
Working on side the road for pennies.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, you know, we shouldn't have to be forced to work.
No.
You know, work is something that we should do, and it's good for the soul, and it's good for your attitude and your, you know, I mean, just good, honest work. It doesn't matter what it is. It's honest work. And today, I carried my load.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's about. It's about getting out and taking care of you and yours. And I noticed in the speech or when they were organizing for the whole March on the Mall, you know, one of their top
advisors.
No, one of the top things that they were pushing for was jobs. You know, people wanted to work. You know, this is and I think the difference between now and then is that, you know, nobody really wants to say it, but there's a lot of people that, you know, if you they may not want to work because if I won't work at any job, that means I have an issue with working.
Absolutely.
You know,
if I won't work at any job,
I will work any job that is necessary until I get the job that I want. You know, I'm not, the first job I get, I may not be able to love it or like it, but it's paying me. And the next one I may like, and the one after that I may love, but I have to start working.
Right.
And being a man.
And you know what, DC, we have to teach our young men and our young women how to work. And we have to teach them that there is no shame in working. And parents, we have to get the next generation ready. When you look at that speech, DC, with your family, with your kids, and you see the things that they were fighting for, things we take for granted. If there's no opportunity, nobody's holding you back. Create your own opportunity.
Absolutely.
You know, it's so, the dream, as he said, within the American dream is so big, is so real. But you know what? We're not seeing people take advantage of it. How many businesses? We went in one just yesterday that said people are looking for people to work.
Absolutely.
We're not teaching our young people how to show up. And listen, we went into a business yesterday and he said, you know what? Somebody came in to call on me and he said, I'm going to reenact it for you. He pulled out his cell phone. He said, the young lady came into my business and you know what she was doing? I was on the phone. Now she comes in to see him. Well, she stands there. She's texting. Well, he finally has to ask her, how can I help you? Well, she makes her pitch. He says, well.
No, he didn't. She didn't even make a pitch, in my opinion.
It wasn't even a pitch. She just came in and said, what, who?
Do you want some of this? No. Okay.
She turned around and proceeded to text on the way out of the door. Yeah, we've got to teach our kids better. We got to put these mobile devices down. The dream is still very real, but we're killing the dream with our inaction. You know, people fought and died and believed in the possibility of what we can all have. And when we look at people living their dreams, instead of getting covetous and seeing what they have and what they've accumulated and what they've acquired, instead of looking at those things, let's look at the journey. Let's look at the process. Let's look at what they had to go to and go through. And if we don't start looking at ourselves and stop talking about who's holding us back and why we're not successful. We're not successful because we're not voting. I'm not just talking about black people. I'm talking about anybody who don't vote. I'm talking about anybody who's not registered to vote. You have not a voice if you don't get registered and vote. Knowledge is only powerful when you use it. As we commemorate these 50 years, I would say, let's look at ourselves and let's see where we are within the dream. I have a dream today.
I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racist, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot.
Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's Wind Down Wednesday, and it's also time for us to wind the show down. But as we hear the last minutes of that Have a Dream speech, you know, I read one of the articles where Dr. King's son, his oldest son, Martin III, said, you know what? This is not a time for nostalgic commemoration. He said the task is not yet done. The journey is not complete. He said we can and we must do more. So as we're winding down the week, this is what I want you to think about. This is what I want you to consider, and this is what I'm going to consider. Who are we? Why are we? And where are we? Who are we? Who are we meant to be on this planet? Why are we here? And where are we in the journey? Are we doing our part to make the dream real? And you know what? It's a self-reflection. It's self-revelation, something that we all must do for our own selves. You know, you guys are always incredible, and we don't take you for granted. We appreciate you so much. And thank you for all of those people that come up to the OPT Cruiser and come up to us and say, you listen to the show every day. You are greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us. Right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself and don't forget Be the change that you want to see. Remember, it starts with you and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe wind down Wednesday, and we'll see you right back here on Thursday, everybody. Have a great day. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday.